At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Don't get me wrong. I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom.
Andy's out. Ryan and Brad are in.
Goodness sake, kid. Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
This is the Manny Fry Show.
This is the Manny Fry Show. This is Ryan Wiggins, Brad Range, Ethan Hannaford going to join us for this segment. And actually, this whole thing is kind of based on something that Ethan did this morning. We were sitting in my office, just kind of going over clips and show stuff that happens before a show, probably at about 11 o'clock. And Ethan walks in. He's like, oh, man, you got to hear this story. It's a really funny story. And he starts to tell us about his friend who I think the friend sleepwalks.
Yeah, apparently.
And he's like, oh, listen to it. And he starts to set it up. And I'm like, dude, is this a really good story? Like, does it have a good payoff? And he goes, yes. And I'm like, then just hold it for 2 o'clock. And so we have. And in fact, he has waited until now to even call the friend. So what's your friend's name before we go here?
My friend is Brandon.
Okay. Brandon, can we tell who Brandon is, or do you want to remain anonymous?
Oh, yeah. So Brandon actually is the co-host of my podcast, The Loose Sports Talk, with me. And we call him actually on there Brandon Big Poppy Gallegos. That's just, it just kind of, it turned into that. He's lost some weight, but at one point, you know, Big Poppy had a reason behind its name. You know, now he's a skinny queen, but Brandon does the podcast with me, and this was a story that was very on par for him, because he's a funny guy. Kind of crazy stuff happens to him all the time, but this was one of the crazier things he's ever told me.
Before we go to Brandon here, is this just, am I walking into an ad for your podcast? Is that what this is?
I give up. Yes.
Okay. As long as we know. Brandon, welcome to the Annie Fry Show, the Manny Fry Show.
Yeah. Before I even get started, I just want to announce, you know, we do the Loose Sports Talk.
Oh, come on.
I'm just kidding.
Look, yeah, that's my fault.
You know, Ethan has really set me up here. If this isn't one of the top five stories you've ever heard, it's going to be a big letdown. So, Ethan, thanks a lot for setting me up.
Of course.
What a great best friend.
Of course.
I'm excited to be on. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah. So, Brandon, so this story is about you, right?
Yeah, that is correct. Yeah. So, if you don't mind, I'll get into it here. So, it starts off a little morbid, but stick with me, okay? So, I have a dear friend. He's in his 60s. His mother passed away, so they have a funeral this morning, okay? And his family's from Texas, Illinois, all over the country, right? So we offer to host my friend's nephews, okay? They're in their mid to late 20s. Two younger men, similar age to me, right?
Okay.
So that's the scene, okay? And last night, they arrived at around 11 o'clock, okay? And me and my wife, Caroline, we're young folks, but we're old souls, okay? We like the news. You know, we like 97.1, and we like going to bed at 9 p.m. We like, And we like going to bed at 90, and we like going to bed at 9 p.m. Okay, so I didn't see them come in last night. They just kind of we left the door unlocked. They came in and hit the hay. So fast forward with me now to about 4 a.m. Okay, I'm never awake at this time. For those that are, good for them. I am not. I'm in a deep sleep at this point.
So this is last night. You're breaking this here on the Annie Fry Show.
You're darn right.
Okay,
and and so. About 4 a.m., I hear just a slow creak of the door, you know, ones that you just hear from the movies, mm-hmm. and you hope they stay in the movies, not in your house.
Mm-hmm.
And I slowly kind of open my eyes. My door to my bedroom's far away from our bed, and I just see the silhouette of a man, okay, because our hallway light is on.
Uh-oh.
And I'm like, immediately, I am like, just start screaming at him. And here's the thing. I consider myself a follower of Jesus, but in that moment, I don't know if I was. Explicits were flying. He wakes up.
Now, wait a minute. Before we move past this moment.
Sure.
Let's dwell on this. There's just a silhouette of a man standing in your doorway at 4 a.m. when you had been asleep. You decide, I'm just going to start cussing at this guy. Is this to scare him? To get him to go away. Like, you don't know who it is. Are you trying to make yourself look big, like if a lion were approaching?
Sure. Yeah, so I'm small in stature, okay? If you were to see me in person, I'm about 5'8".
That's
maybe
not
buck 80.
That's way bigger than Ryan.
No, that's not true. I'm 5'9". I'm 5'9 and a half.
Aren't we all, brother? Aren't we all? So I think what I proved to my wife was, I will protect our home in word and not action, I think what was going through my brain. And, so I just start screaming at him. And what I later realized was when I started yelling at him was when he woke up.
Okay.
When he was standing in my doorway, he was completely asleep. And he had slept walked into my room. And when I started screaming explicits, he then realized where he was and fell to the ground. And when he saw this, you know, short man, 5'9 and a half, running after him, he fell to the floor. And
wait, you're running after him now?
Yeah, so I started with the explicits, and then I got out of bed and started running after him, lunged at him.
Did you have anything more than your fist, or did you have a weapon?
Zero weapons were on me. Besides my left and right arm, and those aren't really weapons. You don't need any sort of permit.
Because you described like a chase happening, but I'm picturing this being more like 3-4 steps. Is that right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's 3-4 lunges.
Okay.
I would say.
Okay.
Yeah. Three or four lunges. He then proceeds to wake up, falls backwards.
Like Neo.
Correct. Yeah. Yep. Exactly. Could have said it better myself.
Okay.
He starts throwing out some explicits. Again, we both consider ourselves religious men, but at 4 a.m. when we were both dead asleep, I think we teed it high and let it fly, you know? And so that is kind of the moral of the story. The best part is I really don't have an end because I have not seen this man since. We both went back to bed, and then I left early this morning for work, and we have not talked since. So he's staying the night tonight as well.
Brandon, do you plan on bringing it up? Or are you just going to kind of, you know, hey, we're going to have some pork chops tonight and everything's cool?
You know, I think we're going to step right into it.
Okay.
You know, I think I'm going to dap him up, see how he's doing, you know, maybe apologize, have a good laugh. But, you know, my wife suggested that was her first thing, was like, you know, what do we say? Like, is this guy going to come back tonight? And I just said, you know, I don't know. I just had to, as the husband of the home, I had to protect you by screaming at him.
Do you think that sleepwalking? Now, well, I got to ask, how did it end? Like, did you end up on top of this man, or
you know? So he falls backwards. I slam the door shut. You know, in a courageous move, I slam the door shut, and we just proceeded to talk through the door for a couple seconds. And he said something like, "Hey, man, I wasn't awake," and I said, "Yeah, neither was I."
But that's not true.
I just kind of said, "All right, man, have a good night." And then that was it. So
since we're still kind of in limbo here, we're still waiting on an end.
Sure.
You know, you probably need to call in tomorrow, like at 12:05, and talk to Annie about this.
Absolutely. That would be great.
Yeah, you know, she's just getting back from vacation. I think that's probably where we should start the show. But here's a question for you. Now that you've seen this in action, would it be a good excuse to do anything you want in somebody's house and then just be like, oh shoot, I didn't realize I was making that big of a sandwich at 3 a.m. I was asleep. You know, could you just use it for anything?
You know, now that I think of it, that's a great idea when Ethan has the boys over. That is a phenomenal idea. I think that's what I'll go ahead and do. Like, I didn't know I was eating all your food, Ethan. I was just sleepwalking. Thanks for having me over.
At least you have an excuse. At least you have an excuse now because normally he just walks in and he just starts eating it.
That's true.
Well, Brandon, that's a great story, and I think that we would like to, you know, in whatever way possible, whether that's through a message or through the chat or whatever, let us know how the conversation goes tonight.
I love that he's talking to us first, and now he's going to talk to the guy.
This is like breaking news.
Maybe you just play this for the guy.
Yes, do I tell, maybe I need your guys' advice, do I tell him I talked with a radio station before I went to him?
I think you lead with that.
I think so, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
let him know all of St. Louis has heard the story, and so that we should probably air this thing out.
Yeah. And they're waiting for a conclusion.
Okay. Deal. I will do that. Sounds good, guys.
All right. Thanks, Brandon. You want to plug the podcast one more time or what?
Oh yeah, yeah. You can find us on anywhere you get your podcast: Apple Podcast, YouTube. Loose Sports Talk podcast comes out every Friday.
Cool. Thanks, Brandon.
Uh-huh.
All right. I did that for you, Ethan.
Which part?
The part at the very end.
Oh, that's very kind of you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I mean, it's just the kind of thing that you want to remind people every now and then that you've got two books. And one of them's a novel called The Life of Human. And one of them's a comedy book that you can read really in 10 minutes, 15 minutes, called The Grocery List, Food for Thought. You know, it's the kind of thing that you just do.
I have those books?
I'm just saying, hypothetically, if you did, that was the kind of thing,
that's the kind of thing
that
would
you
do.
Would do. Gotcha. Have you ever sleepwalked?
Not in a long time that I can recall, but I do remember at a younger age being woken up like randomly in my basement, or like, I don't know if I was ever caught outside. I think that I had like an uncle or something that was caught outside a couple of times. But one time I had an uncle that was caught chasing the cat outside. There was no cat around his front yard. I want to say that, well, you know, like, you know, most dudes, like some dudes sleep in their boxers. I'm pretty sure he was just running around the front yard in his boxers in the middle of the night.
But did he look like he was chasing something, or was he just
running?
Yeah,
he's like leaning over, like trying to chase, like looking like he's trying to grab a cat. But there was nothing there.
You know, if I'm not mistaken, that looks like Uncle Lou out in the front yard in his boxers chasing a cat. But there's no cat.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, that's something you'd probably pretty typically see on the streets of St. Louis in that night.
So, was this in the downtown? Yeah, you guys just gotten done with the arch tour?
No, I'm saying that this is something you would probably see downtown typically. No, this was not downtown.
Okay.
No, I don't have anything crazy outside of just being woken up like, hey, you're sitting on the floor in the basement. Like, what are you doing? Nothing crazy outside of that. How about you?
I think... There's an age, I was talking about this with Brad, I think there's an age at which kids are the most likely to sleepwalk, because it was about 8 years old for me, maybe a little bit younger than that. And then my son has done it a little bit when he was 8 to 10. He's kind of stopped now because he's a little bit older than that, not much. But I remember, weird, because you're not supposed to remember when you're sleeping, but I remember standing in my room facing the door and just waiting. And I'm like, what am I? I don't know what I was waiting for, but I don't know how long I had been waiting there. But I'm just standing, looking at the door, waiting for somebody to walk by the door. And then eventually my dad wakes up and goes to the bathroom, and he had to walk past my door, and he went, whoa, because there's his son just standing in his room facing the door, like in a crouch, like ready position.
Triple threat position.
Yeah. He's like, what are you doing? And I was like, I'm waiting, you know, or something like that. And he goes, go to bed. I'm like, okay. And that was it. And then my son, this is probably a year ago, me and my wife are laying there. It's probably 11. We're finishing up watching whatever movie we were watching after the kids had gone to bed. And he just walks in, my son. And of course, when you're a little kid, he's just wearing his little boxers. You know, he's got no shirt and pants on. He's just wearing boxers. And he just walks in and he just stands there for a second. And we're like, everything okay? And he goes, yeah. And I can't remember the exact phrase he said, but it was something to the effect of like, yeah, Petunia is going to bloom late this year.
Your son said this?
No, it wasn't that, but it was something like that. Like something that an adult would say.
Yeah.
And you're like, what? and then he just sits down Indian style, like on the floor. And we're like, what are you doing? I mean, we didn't know he was sleepy. He just walks in and says, yeah, you know, we're going to be a late dew this year, whatever it was, you know, high humidity. And then sits down. And we're like, Go back to bed. Okay. And he did. That was it. And it's kind of a long walk. Like, so he had to come all the way down and then tell us that, sit down, and then he had to go all the way back up, and he was fine.
Brad?
Well, yeah. Well, I don't sleepwalk, but my siblings did. And there's two stories. One was my sister, I woke up to the sound of scratching on carpet, like hard scratching. And my sister was in the corner of our room, scratching in the corner like she was digging like a dog.
Whoa. On the floor?
On the floor. Two hands, you know, pulling toward her,
oh,
digging on her.
Oh, heck no. That's horrifying.
Yeah. I was like, what are you doing? And she's like, I have to get the money. I was like, what are you talking about? Grandma got one bag and there's another bag and I have to get the money. I was like, get out of my room. And she started like getting angry and violent. And then my mom came in because she heard the commotion and she's like, Rachel, just go back to bed.
Your mom came in and was like, where's the money?
Yeah. Give me the money.
No, let your sister find the money.
Yeah. And so then, you know, the whole like you guys both said, oh, go back to bed. And that was good.
That was it.
That's all it took. Okay.
That's something like, that's some Conjuring type stuff, yeah, right there, right? Where you see, well, the scratching on the floor. It's like,
mm-hmm. Her head turns all the way around.
Yeah.
Leave me alone.
The
money.
Wow.
The other one was I woke up and my other sibling was walking down the hallway, went into my sister's room, was in there for maybe 3 minutes, and then walked out and then down toward the bathroom. And I was like, what on earth was he doing? So I get up and I walk down the hallway. And as I'm closing onto the door, I hear the sound of water pouring onto carpet.
Uh-oh. Well, was it water?
It was not water. He had pulled her drawer open and thought that was the toilet.
I did that one time with the trash can in my sleep. I do remember that.
I was here at work. Everybody's like, what the
heck? It was a long night, okay?
It wasn't nighttime.
I worked, or I had to work through the night, and because of that, I was tired at work the next day.
Just don't poop in the trash can.
I didn't poop.
I peed.
What's the real story? Are you going to tell it?
No, I mean, I mean, you made it in. You're the one that made it into this big thing. All I said was that I accidentally thought that the trash can was the toilet when I had to pee in the middle of the
night. How old were you?
Probably the same age as your son was there.
There's an age there that is kind of prone to that.
Oh, it was a thing.
Never looked it up, but I've always heard people tell stories at about that age, 7 to 10, yeah, somewhere in there.
Yep.
All right, I'm gonna.
Brandon is not between 8 and 10.
Well, he wasn't
his
the
friend,
one sleepwalking.
It was his friend, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that.
Neither was the nephew.
You know, if you're prone to sleepwalking, you're staying over at somebody's house, aren't you kind of...
You would think you'd give a heads up.
You kind of are supposed to say something ahead of time, probably. I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess we'll hear back tomorrow.
I guess so.
I'm going to play it fast and loose here. If you have a good sleepwalking story, we're going to open the phones. And I don't know if you will. You know, we're just going to open it and cool if you do. 314-241-9797. 314-241-9797. And let us know. And we'll just go with it. All right? Here we go. I saw my last dream roll out loud. We're talking about sleepwalking. Because Brandon, who is Ethan's friend, had a great story and was willing to call in and tell that in the last segment. So we opened up the phone lines to you and said, do you have a great sleepwalking story? We'll just take them in order here. Jason called in first from Illinois. Jason, what's your story, man?
What's up, boys? So I'm a paramedic, and I have woken up twice. One time doing bear CPR on my wife.
Wait. You broke up there. You broke up at the key part. You're a paramedic, and you woke up doing what?
Very effective CPR on my wife. She was not a prisoner.
Was your wife asleep? Wait, before you move on, was your wife okay with this?
Oh, no, she was not happy.
She wasn't happy. No, that's a great excuse, isn't it? You just be like, sorry, I was asleep. I didn't know.
Seriously, she woke me up. She goes, what are you doing? I was like, CPR. She goes, on me? I was like, oh, my God.
Okay, that's the first one. What's the second one?
The other time, I was trauma packaging her. I was putting her in a seat collar and on a backboard, and yeah.
This is all toward your wife.
Yeah, yes, both times. Yeah, I am not safe to sleep with.
All right, Jason, thanks for letting us know.
At least she's in good hands.
I guess. Unless he's like strangling her. Wait, I'm breathing fine.
Why would he do that as an EMT?
He put the collar on her while she's sleeping,
rolling her up on the backboard and getting.
We're going to get you out of here.
Put her on the stretcher.
I mean, yeah, I guess if there's any profession, you'd be like, okay, well, I guess that's good. At least you're not like a carpenter.
You know? Hold on, honey. You got to get the tools out.
No, I'm getting nailed.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
As I said, let's just go in order. Andrew from St. Charles. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, how we doing, guys?
Good. Have you ever sleepwalked?
Yeah, tons of times. I gained 80 pounds in 1 year because I used to sleepwalk and cook in the middle of the night.
Wait. Are we to believe that you're making full meals asleep?
I used to make 2 tuna fish sandwiches each night and not know it. My mom caught me one night smoking a cigarette in the kitchen, which we're not allowed to do in our house. Not only toasting bread, getting relish and mayo out, sriracha. She said it was the best damn tuna fish she's ever had. So pretty good. So, yeah, there's my story for you.
This is a little much. I mean, it's a little bit of a suspension of disbelief to think you go through all of that and you're standing there with a cigarette and a Stag magazine and you're like, oh, sorry, I'm asleep, Mom.
Well, no, it's true. I have no recollection of it. We got it fixed and I've lost 80 pounds. So, hey, there you go.
It sounds a little bit similar to what we just recommended Brandon do to me. So in the last segment. So I'm a little suspicious. That is hilarious.
Andrew, thanks for the call.
Yes, sir.
I'm telling you what, anybody listening right now is probably thinking the same thing I am, which is, man, I wish I did that because it would be easy to lose weight. He lost 80 pounds by just staying in bed.
I have no idea why I'm gaining weight. You're eating in your sleep.
Stop buying me tuna, Mom. Rick is next up from Ladue. Rick, have you sleepwalked before?
Rick from Ladue?
Yes, Rick, hello.
No, it's Rick from Eureka.
From Eureka. Sorry, it was labeled wrong.
Yeah, so I do have one when I was a kid. My dad was out of town and my mom was sitting on the couch and I was laying next to her sleeping and she was watching a scary movie and all of a sudden she told me this story, but all of a sudden she said I jump up and I crawl on all fours and go down the hallway and
oh
she's
my
like
gosh.
What the heck, and then I come peek around on all fours and she's like, what? I was like, did you see him? Did you see him come in?
No.
Thought she was like so intense into this movie that she didn't see somebody come walking in the house.
Wait a minute. So you had fallen asleep during the movie?
Yeah, yeah.
And so you weren't trying to pull a prank on her. You just started crawling around on all fours trying to find somebody like you were a dog?
No, like frantically getting away.
Oh, you were running away.
Person. Yeah, but like on all fours, like, yeah.
Is this the
probably about 7 years old.
Oh, you were sad. I was going to say, is this the only time this has ever happened to you? Okay.
So no, I've had other ones, like the I guess Jason who called about his wife. One time I woke up, you know, I got in a fight in my dream. Well, I went to break the guy's fingers.
Uh-oh.
Well, it was actually my wife's fingers, and I popped her fingers.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's when I woke up.
Wow. How old were you when that happened?
That was probably about 10 years ago.
No. So none between
I'm 42 now, so I was probably 32 years old.
Are those the two incidents, or is this pretty common?
It was pretty common when I was younger, but not in my adulthood.
Wow. Rick, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, no problem.
Let's go to Keith from St. Charles. Keith, we have a note here that says hopefully we can hear you well. Keith, can you hear us?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we'll try to. Can you tell your story of sleepwalking?
Okay, so coincidentally, I was a paramedic firefighter. I'm retired now. And when I was in the Air Force, active duty, I went to basic training or basic fire school in Chanute Air Force Base in 1982. So all day we were working drills. We were doing what we called laying hose. Fire truck would pull up to the hydrant. I'd grab off the hose off the back and run to the hydrant and wrap it. And they'd drive on a distance to a little bit later, and then they'd hook the hose to the fire truck. And then that was your time. So we were doing that over and over again for time, you know, as fast as you can. And even the repacking the truck was stressful, you know, got to get it done quick. So over and over again. Since I was a prior service airman, I got to stay in the hotel instead of with all the other people. And it's a co-ed hotel. My room,
uh-oh.
I had one room.
Did you say co-ed?
Yeah.
I think I know where this is going.
No. The hotel was a normal hotel, so it wasn't just guys, you know, but my guy roommate and I, you know, both had single beds. My bed, unfortunately, was a straight shot to the door. So in the middle of the night, I woke up in my underwear in the hallway, pulling the door shut that locks when you pull it shut. And as soon as it locked, I went, oh, God. And I was thinking, what I got to do here, you know?
Wait a minute, you were asleep, though. How did you have all this rationale if you were sleeping?
No, when I woke up in the hallway.
Oh, you woke up in the hallway.
As I was pulling the door shut, I realized I was in the hallway in my underwear. And so I kind of tapped on the door kind of lightly because I didn't want anybody else to open their doors. And then I realized that's not going to happen. I mean, my only other choice is go down to the lobby in my underwear to get a key. So I started banging on the door really hard. finally, my roommate came and opened the door. He goes, "What are you doing?" I said, "I was laying hose." And I just went back and dropped in the bed. He said he laughed for half an hour about that. That was stressful.
Wow, Keith, thanks for the call. I got to tell you, that happens to me pretty much every time I'm in a hotel. Seth is on the phone. Seth, what's your sleepwalking story?
So let's see. When I was in middle school, went to summer camp like most people do, and happened to find myself, my friends tell me this story. They woke me up at about 2 o'clock in the morning and told me, "Hey, it's time to go to breakfast." Well, mess hall was about a half mile away. I walked all the way there with them behind me laughing their heads off. And then they told me, "No, it's not time to eat breakfast." Walked all the way back, went right back to sleep. I don't remember a darn thing.
Wow, that's a pretty long... Is this common for you, or is that the only incident?
That is the only one that I'm aware of that I've ever been told. That they just told me, "Oh yeah, we woke you up, you walked halfway there, and then we kept walking you, and you walked all the way to the mess hall without even thinking about it." I was like, I can't believe that happened, but... I guess I was hungry at 2 o'clock in the morning. Didn't think anything of it.
With no prior history, is it possible that all those guys were also lying to you?
It's also possible. That is a possibility. I don't doubt that.
Seth, thanks for calling, man. Appreciate it. 314-241-9797. If you have a sleepwalking story, we have just a little bit of time left. 314-241-9797. A couple open lines. Anne from Moscow Mills. Hello, Anne.
Hi, how are you?
So do you have a sleepwalking story?
I do. It's kind of from when I was little. So my dad worked 40 hours driving a concrete truck, and my mom was a stay-at-home mom. And then on the side, he was a farmer. We grew up on a farm. And in the evenings, we would all go down and put hay up. And so we'd put 400, 500, 600 bales of hay up in the evening after work, you know. So he was so tired. And this one night, me and my sisters, we all heard this big thump and a bunch of yelling. And my dad picked my mom up and bucked her out of the bed, and she landed up against the closet door.
I'm waiting to find out who was sleeping.
Yeah, my mom was sleeping. Well, my dad was sleeping too. They both were, but you know, we heard this big boom, and she ended up against the closet doors.
he hay-mailed her.
Oh yeah, he hay-mailed her. All right.
Yeah, Brad, that's what they call that, isn't it?
Tossing hay bales.
Yeah.
And thanks for calling.
Thanks.
All right, just a little bit more time. Let's get to Tyler. Hello, Tyler.
Hey guys, how you doing today?
Hey, thanks for calling. What's your story?
So, funny one for you. Back when I was in the military, I was in the Navy. I was a master at arms, basically military security. And I had just finished SRFA school, and they put us through a lot of extensive CQ training and mock drills for apprehending suspects. And when I got back home and was in bed with the wife one night, I apparently was going through my house, clearing the entire house. And at some point during that, I was shouting and screaming at an imaginary suspect to get on the ground, put his hands behind his back, the whole nine, went in for the takedown, only to be woken up by my wife going, "Who are you dealing with?" And to my recollection, I have no clue who the guy was, but apparently he did something that, you know, I was ready to take this dude down and take him to jail. And to that day, my wife always calls this guy Tom. She goes, "Tom, you better not find Tom in the house again, I swear."
Yeah, maybe you scared him away. Maybe there really was a guy.
You know what? I really hope I did, if that was the case.
Hey, was your wife like the suspect in this, or was she just an onlooker?
She just happened to be the passerby, as far as I'm aware.
Okay.
So God forbid I would have went in for a takedown. I probably would have gotten taken down myself.
Tyler, good story. Thanks, man.
Not a problem. You have a good one.
Stacy, you are next on the line. We have just a couple minutes. Stacy, what's your story?
Hi, am I on?
Yeah.
Hey, this isn't about me. This is about my dad.
Okay.
He used to have the worst nightmares ever. He would wake up in the middle of the night running through the house screaming, and he had always dreamt that he swallowed the weirdest things. Sometimes he would swallow broken glass. Sometimes he would swallow tacks. One time he woke up and he said he swallowed an elephant, and it was the most
bizarre thing. Well, that's ridiculous. So
he would run through the house screaming and gagging, and me and my mom would just look at each other and just laugh. We couldn't help it.
Stacy, so in the middle of the night, you guys would wake up and pop some popcorn and be like, what, let's see what Dad swallowed today.
Dad had an elephant last night. Okay.
So he's running around yelling, I swallowed a tack! Help! And you guys are like,
I just swallowed a tack! I just swallowed a tack!
What did your dad do for a living?
He was an engineer.
So he wasn't like eating certain things. Like he wasn't a taste tester.
No, he wasn't a
for Haagen-Dazs or something.
Or anything okay. like that, or a fire eater or anything.
Stacy, I think you might have won. That's a great story.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for calling. We got one more. John, boy, there's a lot to compete with. John, you're the last one we got on the line here before we got to take a break. What's your sleepwalking story?
All right. When I was in the Navy, I was in a salt crafting, so we stayed in barracks. And I had a roommate. I guess he walked in the room one night and caught me with his shower kit open on his bed, and I was filling it full of pee. And I did really screamed at me. He screamed at me. He said, "What the heck you doing?" And I'm like, "I don't know." And so the next day, I had to go buy him all new stuff and clean all his sheets for him. Poor guy.
So it wasn't staying in the shower kit.
What was in the shower kit? Like your shaving?
No, it was. So you were urinating, but it wasn't staying within the kit. It was kind of all over the bed.
Oh no! It was. I didn't know I was doing it until he yelled at me. It was the weirdest thing. I've never had that happen
before. Do you remember waking up like, oh, my gosh, what am I doing?
It was like, what am I doing? Why am I standing here? And why am I peeing in his shower kit? And he wasn't happy about it.
Well, John, I got to tell you, that's pretty good, too. So maybe you were the best. Thanks for calling.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Those were some really good stories.
I figured when we started talking about this, I'm like, everybody's got to. Well, most people have a sleepwalking story. It's just a matter of, are they going to be really good ones?
Yeah.
And there's no way to plan ending on the one, man, the one where the guy's peeing in his friend's shower kit, man, and the dad who runs around yelling, I swallowed glass again.
We had a crazy one when I was an RA at Lindenwood. We had a co-ed dorm, and it was like opposite floors, right? So the first and third were guys, and the second and fourth were girls. And we had a guy that was on my floor that ended up accidentally stumbling into one of the girls' rooms. I guess they left their door unlocked, and these girls like, who are you? And start screaming, and then he wakes up, he's in his boxers, he's like, I don't know how I got here. And then he just kind of walked out.
I'm telling you what, if there's one thing that's going to happen after this segment, it's going to be that there's some guy somewhere who's like, oh man, I could say I was sleepwalking, and he's going to do something and go, well, I heard on the Andy Fry Show.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
All right, let's take a short break. We got one more segment, and then it is the Mark Reardon Show. Annie will be back tomorrow. Stick around for another great, I don't know if it's going to be a great segment. It might be. Stick around anyway. I remember hearing this song when I was a kid and thinking, oh man, that's such a cool song. It's about Snoopy. And then finding out a little later, oh, that's not about Snoopy. It's about Sloopy. And it doesn't make any sense. And then I didn't like it. And I've always hated it ever since because it was such a letdown.
Broke your little.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, the easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Heart broke, my little heart broke. I mean, it's the end of the show. It's like we're gonna end on a down note now.
Yeah, a lot of outro music.
Now we're just gonna have to talk about being sad for another like 5 or 6 minutes. Today's YouTube live chat poll: can California be saved? Brad was reading some of your comments. A lot of really good comments on this. I'll read a couple more. Bill says it can be, but it won't be easy. I think that's everybody's sentiment. Robert says, I voted no. Basically, I feel Newsom is being encouraged to make it hard for California residents to rebuild after the fire so he can get public housing for the illegal immigrants. Just my thoughts. We're spending a lot of money in Illinois on illegal immigrants, too. Mm-hmm. I don't know that that's a conspiracy. It's just a fact. Bobo says, yes, California can be saved. Anything can be turned around. Will it? Probably not. It'll ultimately burn itself down from one thing or another. Yeah, I don't know. I guess we'll see. And we'll answer this question, too, because I don't think we have. Brad, how do you answer the question, can California be saved?
I might be in the minority here, but I think that it definitely can be. And I think that it's on its way to being saved. And I think what is happening in California is things have to get so bad, so absolutely wretched and awful that people will be like, we got to do something differently, because they've been telling us that they're in charge, they've got our best interest at heart, and things aren't good. And so whenever you look at things like the California wildfires, how San Francisco is turned down, now you've got rioting, there's just all sorts of things that are happening that just are making that state, which is a great state, it's a beautiful state, it could be so amazing, which just semi-normal governance.
It is a beautiful state. Have you been to California?
Yeah. I've been to San Diego and San Francisco.
Yeah, we just went to LA / San Diego last year. That's the first time I've ever been to that part. We went to Big Sur and Monterey back about 2010 to visit some friends who lived on a military base nearby. We drove through Pebble Beach and stuff. It's just like there's so many iconic things, even outside of LA. You know, just California just has so many places that are so famous, and it's beautiful, and the climate's great. You know, you wish the best for California, but it's just bad leadership. It's socialism. This is what it looks like, is you just have no idea how money works, basically, and then all these other things that go along with it. My answer to this question, can California be saved, is oddly the same as if I were answering the question, can the budget be balanced? Yes. Mm-hmm. It's almost going to take a miracle for that to happen, though, because if DOGE were to find something random, like, for instance, now that DOGE has access to all the Social Security numbers, let's say they find that some exorbitant amount of money is being funneled through a handful of these numbers and they thought it was safe and now it's not because they got them, and something like that happens. And you go, oh my gosh, all of a sudden we're going to save $500 billion because they found this one thing. That's the way I think the budget might actually get balanced, because I don't think Congress is going to do it. But if we were to find something random, some random Pentagon thing that's buried in line item 408 that they go, wait a minute, why is there $1 trillion going to these underground cities being built off the Atlantic coast or something way out of left field were to happen, I'd say, okay, yeah, I think it could. So I'm still a yes. Can California be saved? But it's going to take some crazy event where people go, oh, wow, you know, like, you know, a revival happens in L.A. and like just you have people coming to Jesus or something, like something big has to happen.
You're looking for the big positive thing to happen.
I am.
I'm saying they're going to have to hit rock bottom and hit it hard.
Yeah. I mean, both could be true, though. You could have both of those things happen at the same time. I just got back from vacation last week. Annie will be back tomorrow, so be sure to tune back in. I think we'll have a fun show tomorrow just because we're all going to be back in the same room. We're all looking forward to it. I was flying, and something happened when I flew back into St. Louis that had never happened to me before. Every single one of my bags got flagged for the like side check. They have to, you know, come in with like a little pencil thing and poke around through your luggage, or they put on the rubber gloves, and you're like, I'm not really embarrassed by anything in there, but it just does feel weird that you're poking around in all my stuff. But all of them got flagged, and I can't remember what half of them were, but I knew that one of them was because I had bought a little thing of honey, but it was that real thick honey that I thought would be considered a solid, but it wasn't.
Nope,
it was like the
liquid
consistency of a candle. Is what they said. They said, now if it's a candle, we could maybe pass that through. But since that's technically that real thick honey, you can't. So I blew $15 on that. But I saw this story when I came back. It says TSA agent at Pittsburgh International accused of stealing money from passengers. According to police report, a passenger left their wallet in a security bin with cash inside of it Wednesday afternoon. And, of course, what you think is going to happen? I can't believe this doesn't happen more often. Video footage shows a TSA agent taking what appears to be the wallet, removing the money, and then handing the wallet back to the passenger. I don't know if it was right in front of him.
There you go, sir.
Yeah, this I'm going to have to check this over on the side. It's going to be a couple hours.
You see him sticking it in his pocket as he turns back around.
I don't know, but this guy got arrested for doing this. I am a little surprised that this kind of stuff doesn't happen more often. And maybe it is, and we just don't know it. But after going through that experience, I'm like, yes, you can stand right there. And I did. I stood right there while they're going through it. But how often would you not? Or somebody, you know, a kid's running down here, so you got to walk down there. And then they could just take stuff. You know, I'm not saying they would, but they could. And it just seems really easy for that to happen. I'm just surprised I don't see stories like this more often. 1 minute left. Let's get the results to the poll. Can California be saved, Brad?
Well, with 192 votes in, those votes are currently 39% say yes, and 61% of you say no. No, it cannot. There is no hope. It's gone forever.
Well, that's kind of where we're at, isn't it? We're watching it burn, and we're watching all this violence going on in California, and we just can't understand why the leaders would not want to stop that violence. They say they want to, but then any sort of activity in that direction, they block. You know, I guess it's not to be surprised, but 61% of you say California cannot be saved. Brad and I think, are both yeses on this, but we're both kind of like crossing our fingers and saying, we hope it can, but it's a mess right now. Thanks for tuning in today, and thanks for being a part of this kooky show called The Manny Fry Show. Tomorrow it'll be The Annie Fry Show, so come back at noon. Mark Reardon coming up next.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com.
we've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.